They told the Mexican dictator in Gonzales, come and take it. When it comes to our guns, Prats worried the current threat is from the north side of the Rio Grande. A Texan who understands the function of the Second Amendment. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle and leash. Our Lone Star story today, well, elections have consequences, and we hope this holds up. It's not a finished deal yet, but on first reading, Lubbock City Council members, the new ones, amended the budget and tax proposal to stop a City of Lubbock tax increase and adopt the no new revenue rate. We'll talk about that. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by our good friends at Allied Compliance Services. You truckers and fleet owners, they're your go-to source for dealing with the DOT testing regulations. Reach the best in compliance at AlliedCompliance.com. DPS investigating several of its officers regarding the Uvalde shooting. Two of them are on some kind of suspension with pay while they're investigated. Beto O'Rourke, the fake Hispanic, Robert Francis O'Rourke, talks out of both sides of his mouth on border policy. And there's more in the border-related news stack. And I'm just loaded up. There's just tons of important things to get to you, so I'm going to try to get through these as quickly as I can while giving you the commentary you need. Don't forget, you can listen to the show anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of the show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Let's get to this story. I think the story was originally broken by KVUE's Tony Plohetsky down in Austin, and he teams up with the Statesman. I've picked it up at WFAA. Now it's everywhere today. I think it broke last night, about 7. Five Texas Department of Public Safety officers have been referred for investigation to the Inspector General's office of the state. It says that five were identified as part of a review, and that doesn't mean they've done anything wrong. They're going to be investigated, though, over this shooting at Uvalde. Now, two of them, though, have been suspended with pay pending the outcome of the investigation. The IG's office will now determine if these five, if any policy violations happened in that group, as well as, you know, any potential violations of training or disciplinary action they could face. DPS released a letter in July in which DPS officers were instructed that they should, new policy change, that they should treat any person who fires a weapon at a school as an active shooter until he is neutralized. That person can never be treated as a barricaded subject. So I guess if they haven't fired off a shot, they could be a barricaded subject, but if they've fired a firearm at all, they're going to be treated as an active shooter and neutralized. I love the words. We have to use those words in our gun training classes too, but that means put down, stop, neutralize, the threat being neutralized. So that's a policy change. That is big news that five have been referred to the IG's office for investigation and two of them already on a suspension with pay. It doesn't mean they've done anything wrong, but they're going to look at them. Power back on at the Austin airport. Well, it came on in early mid-morning. They had a real problem there. This is the second time recently that all the flights and everything have been stopped and everything at Austin's Bergstrom International Airport. I think it happened about 4:30 in the morning. Austin Energy and said an underground equipment malfunction happened, and they got the power back on about 8 a.m. and 2.5 hours out. What I thought was interesting, and I didn't like as I was watching this morning, is they shut down all the roads to the airport terminal. Well, that's where the parking and stuff is for people. So what they did is they just put a big, giant traffic jam out on Texas 71 and put people in danger. I think that's silly. There's a lot of parking there. Let people come in. They can park and wait outside. Another thing that was interesting was they said that the TSA, they said internet service was restored, meaning the TSA could screen passengers. Apparently, what is this, more of the joke of this theater security that it can't operate without internet access? So that was something to learn. Pecos County Sheriff bragging because yesterday they, along with the U.S. Marshal Service and some other people, they got a top 10 fugitive from Texas arrested there. Ronaldo Tijerina, 44, a Tango Blast gang member arrested out in Pecos County. Three teens charged hit LPD officer with stolen vehicle. I didn't have time for that yesterday, but apparently during the holiday they went out doing donuts in the park or something. Then they allegedly hit a police officer who was there to help deal with this. These teenagers have been charged. It was Officer Larry Barnhill they hit, and I think he was second on the scene. And the good news out from the city of Lubbock LPD is that he was released from the hospital yesterday evening. He's home resting from his injuries, and that's great news for Police Officer Larry Barnhill in Lubbock. Oh, while we're talking Lubbock, let's get to this big story, our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, AlliedCompliance.com. First of all, let's gripe at the media. Big piece in the Lubbock Avalanche Journal today by Alex Driggers. It's headline, Lubbock City Council adopts amended budget, no new revenue tax rate on first reading. And I'm going, woohoo. And then I start reading it and I learn our good friend, Councilman Mark McBrayer, conservative, newly elected, amended the deal. I know the mayor, Trey Payne, been working on this so hard. But you got to realize, you think that the staff and the city manager work for these people? No, I'm just telling you. They think they run it all, and it's their job to manipulate and cajole and threaten these people into adopting what the city hired hands want. And it's been a big fight. Mark McBrayer, they point out he called for just eliminating several unfilled positions and bring the tax rate down to the no new revenue rate. It was already close. Well, they tell you that passed in its first reading. There's still a second reading. You could lose a vote. But it passed 4-3. But they won't tell you who voted against it, who voted to raise your taxes. And then, so I thought, well, surely other media did. I saw nothing about this important story at the Everything Lubbock website, KMAC and KLBK. If it was there, I'm sorry, I just didn't see it on your site. KCBD covered it, and they pointed out, too, but they wouldn't tell you who voted. Now, is that the local media doing its job, or is that what I've explained to you for years? That there, even though those are the biggest, most important local stories, they have to cover them, but they often water stuff down because it's part of this civic cheerleader crowd stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. So they had worked it down as hard as they could, you know, cooperatively with everybody, including the lefties like Joy Luttrell and Patterson Harris on the council. And it was not that far from the no new revenue rate, which made me ask the question privately, then why in the hell can't we just get to the no new revenue rate? Well, it's everything, and I get it. There have been some massive budgetary increases like the cost of fuel and things think about it, everything from the police force to collecting garbage, every department, huge fuel budget. So it's been tough. So you go to the hearing and conservative Councilman Mark McBrayer, he puts forward an amendment that gets us there to getting rid of some unfilled positions at the city and gets the tax rate down to the no new revenue rate, no tax increase. Voting with him, good work. Mayor Payne, our new mayor, Trey Payne in Lubbock, I say our because I live there. District 3 Rep Mark McBrayer, District 6 Rep Dr. Jennifer Wilson, and one of my neighbors, new Rep, District 1 Rep Christy Martinez Garcia. She needs to hear from you all that you appreciate the no new tax increase. Look, Christy's a liberal leftist in her mind, but at least she's a small business person and family person. And I think she's got more sense than these others to understand that, you know, the folks in her District 1 neighborhood, it affects their life much more, even if it's just $40 a year. All the people in small homes with fixed incomes, they pay a big, it hurts them to pay property taxes. And again, proving I was always right, Massengale voted with the lefties, Joy Luttrell and Patterson Harris. So Massengale voted for tax increase. Back in a moment, my friends.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially. Even worse, with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
My entire trip, hotels, food, transport, and fun for both Isabel and me to Dental Care's Dr. Silvia Zuniga in Costa Rica cost us less than half my lowest dental work quote at home. I'm not alone in learning how much of a do-not-miss opportunity this is. A farmer from Crosby County had dental work needs that would have cost $25,000 here. He went to Dr. Zuniga at Dental Care, a cosmetic dental specialist, by the way, and had all 28 of his teeth crowned, each shaped uniquely for him, and two root canals he needed, all for under 10 grand. He had a great time, went to the Pacific Side beaches for a few days too, and his total hotel bill for the entire trip was under $1,000. Costa Rica is one of the hottest tourist destinations in the world. It's very safe, very easy to get around in, and not expensive to fly to from Texas, including on Southwest. If you want top dental work at affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattonTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Why do the tax and spenders, city hall tyrants, and courthouse kings want him off the air? Listen a while. And you'll know. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Just to repeat, if you got in on the tail end of the first segment today, the city of Lubbock, unlike almost any city around northwestern Texas I've seen, has at the last moment due to an election, due to new conservatives on the council, voted for the no new revenue rate to not raise taxes this year, even though your supposedly conservative county judge went for a big tax increase at the county and hospital district and everywhere else in Lubbock. It looks like they've got it done. However, there's still a second reading, and these folks, all of them that voted the right way, Mayor Payne, McBrayer, Jennifer Wilson, and Christy Martinez, they all need to hear from you and tell them to hold firm on this for the second reading. All right, Beto blasts O'Rourke. Blasts Abbott. Let me just tell you, you talk about talking out of both sides of your mouth, but having a willing media that acts as your propagandists. I mean, this is a disgusting story by Jeremy Wallace, and he's a decent writer for the Hearst newspapers, so this appears all over the state, the Big Houston Chronicle, Express News, you name it. Beto O'Rourke blasts Abbott border policy, but also commits to putting troops on border if elected. He writes this straightforward, all through it. It's a three or four pager, you know, I've marked it up a little bit, but nowhere. You talk about how these guys on the left get everything. Somebody used to run campaigns. Man, I'd love to have media that would do my campaigning for me. Nowhere does anything what they would do to a Republican to point out how this is basically talking out of both sides of his mouth. The whole story gets into how, well, the Operation Lone Star is a waste of money. It's not working and all that stuff. Okay, well, I agree with that. I think it is a waste of money right now, and it's not working. But O'Rourke is for open borders, we know that, and he's asked about it. Let me just give you a little out of the story. It says, O'Rourke said he'll continue to station National Guard members and DPS officers on the border to counter a historic surge of migration. Absolutely, he said about keeping soldiers on the border. So he said soldiers and DPS, except they spend most of the story with him, you know, quoting his criticisms and Abbott's defenses of Operation Lone Star and the cost. If this were the other way around, you'd have a totally differently written story, because the DPS and National Guard soldiers on the border are the bulk of the expense. I don't know the percentage, but it's got to be upwards of 80 to 90%. Manpower is always your biggest expense. I mean, this is completely talking out of both sides of the mouth. Oh, we got to get rid of it. It's no good. By the way, they point out former governors George W. Bush and Rick Perry sent the National Guard to the area. Abbott took it to another level with his Operation Lone Star. And it says, and Beto went after went after Abbott on the call-ups, and he said the involuntary call-up soldiers has scrambled the lives of Guard members who didn't sign up for a year-long deployments away from their families and jobs. I agree with that to some degree. But the point is, he's still for it. He just says he'll make it voluntary. Uh-huh. And again, they repeat again later in the story, but never point out how this guy's talking out of both sides of his mouth. O'Rourke said if he beats Abbott, he'll still have soldiers and DPS on the border. So that's pretty straightforward, folks. This is insane. And it's a big feature piece. And in the very bottom, we basically get the real point. That's all talk for the election because the polls are looking really bad on border stuff for O'Rourke. So he's saying he's totally against Operation Lone Star, that Abbott has wasted massive money. It's all ineffective, except he's going to keep the DPS and the National Guard there. Folks, that is Operation Lone Star. Let's be frank. That's at least minimum 80% the cost and activity of Operation Lone Star is this giant deployment that isn't doing anything, by the way, to deter people from crossing illegally. So to then turn around and say you're against all that, but you would keep that part, is just the height of hypocrisy. But, and he won't keep it. Here's the real thing you need to know. O'Rourke said if he's elected governor, he'll push for Texas work visa program, which of course, this. Remember, I thought Democrats said we couldn't do these things with the border and law that are federal responsibilities. Texas does not have the right to determine who's eligible to work in the United States. That is a function of the federal government. And notice even right now, and they don't point out the inconsistency here, because right now that, you know, all the Democrats, well, he can't do this, you can't do anything, you can't return them, that's a federal responsibility. So is who is legal to work in the country. And yet, without any questioning of it, he says he'll create a Texas work visa. He'd have to get the legislature to do it, but even then it wouldn't be legal. Work visa program that give people wanting to come here jobs, a safe and legal, orderly path to get in the U.S., a Texas work visa. It's not even legal. You can't do that. Said he'd get to cut it down to 6 weeks to wait on it and everything. And just, folks, if you read what he's talking about, what he's saying is, we're just going to create an open border. Because there are no qualifications for any of it. He said people just shouldn't have to work anymore. We're just going to issue them all a visa. This is just another one of these, like giving the illegal aliens driver's licenses and letting them vote in local elections in California and New York. That's really all he's talking about. And yet the media just covers it straightforward. And of course, if you're a Republican, they'd be beating the hell out of them for it. And we're used to that, but it's the way it works. And the laughable nature of the federal bureaucracy. ADN America had a good piece out over the weekend. U.S. Border Patrol is urging migrants attempting to cross the border into the country to avoid doing so illegally. That's after the drownings. Well, we've had drownings and similar the whole time, always. Just this one got a lot of attention a week ago. And isn't that pathetic? I mean, the whole issue is illegally crossing the border, correct? And so they're urging them to, quote, please avoid crossing illegally. This is right out of the left. You know, and I know the Border Patrol people don't have any choice. They're following the orders from the hypes. So, you know, no wall, no enforcement, just words. Well, why don't we just do that all the time? Why don't we just put up big signs and speakers blaring out in, you know, the 47 different languages of people that are coming across the border? Because, by the way, there have been stories all over the country in the last 6-7 days about how that it's not even Central Americans and certainly not Mexicans most of the time now. We've got tons of folks from Russia and all over the world coming across in these groups. I just saw a pattern, lots of stories on that in the last week or so, even in the mainstream press. Well, nothing mainstream about them, the old liberals. Why don't we just put up signs and speakers that say, please don't cross illegally, please don't cross illegally. Well, that's their idea of something that works. They're crazy people. They're ineffective, incompetent morons. It's why they need a welfare state, because most of them couldn't make it in life without some kind of government job, government giveaway, something. They're so incompetent. Breitbart reporting out of Eagle Pass that a delegation, not the mayor himself, but a delegation from the New York City mayor's office, Eric Adams' office, did visit yesterday to get a firsthand look there. They just went to the area where the drownings were and stuff. And governor's office here still says the invitation for Mayor Adams to come look firsthand and that's still open. I think that's interesting that they sent some people down. I mean, we've been having these delegations from everywhere, including Democrats, since the beginning of the Obama years. Smugglers abandoned a four-year-old boy in the New Mexico desert near the wall just out beside El Paso in the Santa Teresa area. Just stand there holding his information. He's not from Mexico either. It's from Ecuador in South America. Four-year-old holding a toy and some papers. They just left him there. That's how this stuff works. It's awful. And they've caught ladder crews running out and scaling the Arizona border wall at night, which proves the wall is good. It slows them down, but then you have to have a force that comes in and arrest them, and then you have to deport them, or it doesn't matter. Back in a moment.
More Texas political and news analysis without a management muzzle in a moment.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
He reads the entire state press each day, so you don't have to. It's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the campaign stack. You know, the two old fossils. Kel Seliger, who has long been a joke as a state senator in Austin, who's knew the jig was up and he wasn't going to run for re-election this time, and is no longer going to be a state senator after the end of the year. And then that fake Republican, I've told you, is a fake Republican for years, who's also not running, and his handpicked guy lost in the primary to a conservative, the judge of Tarrant County, Whitley, came out and made a big deal of endorsing the Democrat Collier, this very unlikable, angry man Collier, for lieutenant governor. And it's kind of funny, I mean, in a sense that these guys, you know, who's going to follow them? They're guys anyway. It just proved the point. I mean, Whitley was out talking about the reason he doesn't like Dan Patrick's because property tax reforms, that they can't just, I mean, he's a 100% unabashed, doesn't even try to hide it. Big backer of the idea that local government ought to be able to do anything to you because it's local control. Take all your money, take your freedom, your liberty, anything. The state shouldn't have any role in it. Well, Senator Eddie Lucio, who's long been a state senator and is retiring, who is one of the only sensible or at least normal Democrats there, and he's about the only pro-life Democrat there and pro-Second Amendment Democrat from the Rio Grande Valley, came out and endorsed Governor Dan Patrick for re-election and effusively called Dan Patrick a hero and a legend. Said, proud to endorse Patrick, the best lieutenant governor I've served with, and he served with a lot. He's been in the Senate since 1991. He added Patrick's re-election was a must for Texas. One of the reasons was for pro-life. Lucio, I don't know, you know, Patrick's honored to have his support. Of course he is. But Lucio carries a lot of weight with folks because he's just one of those guys that is He's a Democrat, but he's maintained a very respectable position statewide for a long period of time. And to say the things he says and say that Dan Patrick's the best lieutenant governor he served under really does show you, because these guys, it's more than partisan politics when you're in there. It shows you that a lot of the press stuff trying to constantly demonize Dan Patrick, and that it was the, just, you know, changing the vote rules, the members changing the vote rules to where Democrats can't basically run the show without having many members, how that was destroying the confidence in the working relationship in the Senate. It's just not true. And Lucio's a Democrat, and he's telling you he's the best lieutenant governor he served under, which I think is interesting. At Raucous Austin Rally, Beto O'Rourke pledges action on guns. This is from John Moritz, so you'll see it in all your Gannett, USA Today, whatever they are, newspapers. John writes for politics down at the Corpus Christi Caller Times, and he covers the state for them. He's told they had a rare, big, all-the-top-of-the-ticket Democrat rally in Austin, and this is another one of those stories I can't quite figure out, because pledges actions on guns, and so I thought, well, there was going to be something big in the story, but there isn't. I mean, the writer, Moritz, says O'Rourke, too, while promising action to limit civilian access to what he's called weapons of war, which, of course, is stupid, because these aren't military-grade rifles at all, has steered clear of the, quote, hell yes, in, quote, absolutism during the race for governor, but he still calls for red flag laws. Said he steered the conversation to Uvalde and the gun debate and called residents in rural South Texas here pushing age limits and red flag laws my heroes. There's this big, all I'm telling you is there's this big piece, and it really doesn't say anything other than that O'Rourke and the Democrats wore Uvalde caps and, you know, or talking about parents there that want gun control, but he didn't really call for anything. I get, what I see is that the press just generates these big stories for Democrats. I don't know, they doing them both sides? I don't know, it's just kind of lazy. There's really nothing to that. By the way, Lena Hidalgo, the AOC clone, lucked her way completely unexpectedly into being county judge of mighty Harris County, is got a heck of a race on her hands. Now, the county does lean Democrat now, but Alex, her full name, Alexandra del Moral Miller, the Republican nominee, who is phenomenally impressive, folks. Go look into her. The Republican has accepted KTRK's invitation for a televised debate, but Judge Lena Hidalgo is refusing to debate, which, of course, that makes sense. She's got everything to lose and I think nothing to gain. I thought it was funny, the press release out from Alexandra, though I can understand why she, talking about Lena Hidalgo, the Democrat, doesn't want to talk about her glaring failures around crime and ethics. The voters of Harris County deserve the opportunity to make an informed decision about the person they're going to trust to lead Harris County. There's no more transparent way than to hold a public debate, but my opponent would rather attack and name call versus defend her own policies. And it goes on how she's going after everybody. Lena Hidalgo is, even other Democrats like Senator Whitmire and District Attorney Ogg. She's an AOC clone. In other words, there's no loyalty within the party. I mean, she's always throwing everybody under the bus. That's what these young millennials, that's what they're about. It's all completely self-centered. I mean, you don't even pretend that it's the wider movement in the party anyway. I thought that David Jennings at Big Jolly Politics said it right about Hidalgo refusing to debate. This isn't unexpected. Lena has nothing to gain if she were to debate Alex and much to lose. There's simply no way that Lena Hidalgo can defend her record on crime, spending, or flood control, which coincidentally are the areas that should be at the forefront of any debate in Houston. Well, that doesn't mean that Lena doesn't have anything to run on. She can tout her support for spending taxpayer money to defend illegals in court, or her support of Black Lives Matter riots, or her support for spending taxpayer money on abortions, or her support for providing $100,000 per year per child for daycare, or putting thousands of people out of work and bankrupting hundreds of small businesses with very heavy-handed tactics during the the COVID scare stuff. But she won't debate. That's going to be a very fun race to watch. And sadly, don't kid yourself, this Lena Hidalgo AOC clone may win re-election in Harris County, and that's not good news for Harris County, and that means it's not good news for Texas. But I will say this, voters put forward an impressive candidate, another Hispanic female, but with a resume that is fantastic and who's very good on the campaign trail. So they're at least for once not just surrendering. Local Republicans and people working very, very hard in Harris County to try to fix that problem. There was a piece in the Express News yesterday that, you know, San Antonio Shoemakers, you see the logo, SAS, been around forever, great company, that Kanye West, you know, the celebrity, has hinted he might buy them. He says, I need to buy my own major shoe company to be the chief decision maker because he's upset of some others. And he put a screenshot of San Antonio Shoemakers of their logo up there. And other business news, I'm a high-rise architect fan, and Austin is set to overtake Houston for the tallest tower in the state, and it's a big one. That's right, the old Texas Commerce Building, the Chase Tower in Houston, is the tallest in Texas. And the new one that's be opening pretty soon, another, year, in a couple of 2026 in Austin, be 1,022 feet, 20 feet higher than the J.P. Morgan Chase Tower in Houston. Well, Houston needs to get busy, don't they? Back in a moment.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
If your business depends on its computers, remote managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Services is a must. Managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Service reduces problems and failures by monitoring and maintaining your computers remotely. And when something goes awry, you have an expert to help you immediately with full knowledge of your system. If you depend on your computers, managed services is what you need. Visit jbcs.com, jbcs.com to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
General Manager Jimmy Rogers invites you to experience the best in dining at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, where in addition to the best steaks and seafood, they have the largest French wine selection in Lubbock. Las Brisas is a rare Best of Award of Excellence winner from Wine Spectator. Spirits aficionados will find a large, special collection of cognac, bourbon, scotch, and other whiskeys, many of which are in the very rare category. Plan a great evening at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse soon.
Texas owned and operated for 109 years, Vista Bank has grown 83% in the last 3 years because of our amazing team members and clients. So thank you, West Texas, for your loyalty, trust, and for earning us, Texas's top Main Street lender, best of community banking, best Bank of Lubbock 3 years running, and best companies to work for. Looking for a local bank? Maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912.
Don't let your online message be masked. Don't let the voice of your business be muffled. Jamuli Media can help you be found online and be heard. Specializing in website design, website redesign, and search engine optimization, Jamuli Media helps your business get found. That's Jamuli Media. JEMULLY.com. JEMULLY.com. Jamuli Media.
Keeping Texas great. Here's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. By the way, you folks in Abilene, KRBC reminding us that Great Lakes Cheese Plant's opening soon, and they're doing 6 job fairs this month to fill more than 200 positions. So find out about that if you're needing a job or needing a new job, wanting to move somewhere else. HEB sponsors organization providing, quote, gender identity and, quote, counseling to preteens. September 6th, this was put up yesterday evening at the Texas Scorecard by Adam Kahn. HEB, the previously beloved Texas groceries chain. Okay, I know with many of you, they've never been beloved to me. Since way back when we were still a minority in the legislature, Charles Butt was funding all the Democrats to beat us. And when he saw that it was going to change, and it did change, he started funding the most liberal Republicans. They personally bragged to me about it. He's their piggy bank so that conservatives wouldn't take over. And back then they were talking about Reagan conservatism. Is Charles Butler never been, the Hebe's never been, I always called him the Hebe. They've never been great to me. Oh, I know they have some great news stories. I've been to parts of the state where they didn't have competition. Isabel and I were in the Rio Grande Valley, and the stores were dirty and not nice at all, and they didn't have the service. It just depends where you are and what the competition level is. I'm not a big fan. I mean, they're good. I mean, they've been successful. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know, the previously beloved Texas grocery chain continues to sponsor organizations that support barbaric gender transitions on young children. Scorecard became aware of HEB sponsorship of this organization as part of a separate investigation that remains ongoing. Out Youth, well, that's clearly a homosexual thing, encouraging it for young people, is an Austin-based organization that bills itself as a, quote, safe place for youth of all sexual orientations and gender identities to be themselves. Should youth be, I mean, what they're talking about is sex anyway. Nobody wants to admit that, but that's what they're always, these things are about. Group provides so-called LGBTQIA+, so alphabet soup, WTF counseling, for children as young as 9 years old. Their own slides in the group site make it clear parents are unwelcome in any of their counseling sessions. So you get the point. That's what these groups are about. On November 12th, the group's hosting its annual Glitz fundraiser. And the announcement list, HEB is a sponsor, prominently sponsor in it. Now remember, we had reported that, you know, and they reported the scorecard, what I've been telling people about for 20 years, that Charles Butt's a big liberal activist. And they reported how that they had, HEB had put their logo all over a big homosexual pride event in Austin in June. And then after the scorecard put the story out, magically the HEB logo gets disappeared from all the materials online and stuff. And this is the point. They're not stopping it. They've long been part of this stuff. That's what they're about. That's what Charles Butt's about. They're also have been some of the biggest funders of this group, Raise Your Hand Texas, that opposes school choice and has done nothing but lie, outright lie to the Texas public about the rules and laws governing charter schools. They've been a big enemy of charter schools. And they point out HEB's customer service hotline is 210-938-8357, 210-938-8357. Just go to the HEB website. Tell them, you know, what are you doing? You get my groceries there, and y'all are sponsoring these organizations that are out there recruiting and pushing parents out of the way in the process. Young children, down to 9 years old. Paxton, our attorney general, has signed on as a supporter of the Women's Bill of Rights, which is developed by the Independent Women's Voice, which is trying to stop this crap where the, you redefine the term woman and let men pretend to be women. And of course, then get all the benefits associated too, you know, affirmative action benefits and things. It's a good group, the Independent Women's Voice, in this deal. Paxton's signed on to that. Texas federal judge, one we know well, appointed by Bush W. Reed O'Connor in Fort Worth, has ruled against another Obamacare provision. Did you realize Obamacare was requiring private insurance plans to cover a prophylactic drug to prevent AIDS, HIV pre-exposure? In other words, you're not sick. It's not about treating it. Basically, the homosexual community is getting subsidized and you're having to pay for it in your plans. And that includes even if, you know, you had a religious-based plan, whatever, your company, where you don't go along with that stuff. And that's all it was. It's just nothing but a payoff to the homosexual lobby at your expense from the Obamacare. And he's ruled it unconstitutional. Today in Texas history, well, this is the day, 7 September 1936, Charles Hardin Holly. Buddy Holly was born in Lubbock. And they've got a fabulous Buddy Holly Center there. And, of course, J.I. Allison just died, and his boyhood home is there where they used to practice and play the drums. And the new giant, beautiful, privately funded, we hope it stays that way, concert hall and everything is named the Buddy Holly Hall. And so it's Buddy Holly's birthday, my friends. This is also the day in 1972 the Big Folklife Festival kicked off in San Antonio. It's a big event. And in 1866, in Brenham, federal soldiers set fire and looted several stores. Fire was set after three soldiers were shot at a dance. And of course, I've got to bring out to you, remember, September 7th through the 9th, the great Galveston hurricane of 1900, way before man-made global warming and extra severe weather, still the single deadliest disaster in U.S. history. Killed more than the 1906 San Francisco earthquake and fire, the 9/11 attacks and Hurricane Katrina combined. Took years to rebuild. They raised the elevation of Galveston, built the 3-mile-long seawall. Single deadliest disaster in U.S. history, September 7th through the 9th in 1900. Texas History Look, sponsored by our friends at USA Investigations, providing security, employment background checks, surveillance, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, and much more. Learn about the team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. There's a big Associated Press story out that the big state papers are rewriting into local versions today. The AP headline, elected officials, police chiefs on leaked Oath Keepers list. Hey, what happened to all these, the media, when they said that they wouldn't use stuff that was gotten illegally by hackers? But that appears to be how the Oath Keepers list has been put out to the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism from some hacker group called Distributed Denial of Secrets. And the AP story that's national, the last part of it has one person in Lubbock County, Eric Williams, police chief in Idaloo, also said in an email he hadn't been a member, had any interaction with Oath Keepers in over 10 years. He called storming the Capitol terrible in every way. I pray this country finds its way back to civility and peace and discourse with one another. The membership list did not mean you were actually a paid member or anything like that. And they do point that out. The database being in it doesn't prove any person was ever an active member of the group or shares its ideology. The Houston Chronicle's got their version of this up today. Report, Texas has more people on Oath Keepers membership list than any other state. And of course, all these stories begin with this is a far-right extremist group. I'm still trying to figure out what's far-right and extremist about the Oath Keepers. Now, I know they've taken a position on things that the left disagrees with, and of course that makes you crazy and far right, but let's just put it this way, folks. If the Oath Keepers were truly a dangerous extremist group, don't you think these liberal media outlets would document precisely and exactly the positions it and its founders and officers have taken? No, they just speculate that they were accused of playing a role in the January 6th deal at the Capitol, which, of course, they called an insurrection. It wasn't. It's a whole lot of nothing, in my opinion. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.